Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Scott and Rob review the Gordo Verde Monastrell from Humilla in Spain. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, it is the second episode of the evening, and I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
I'm still here.
What?
I'm still here.
And what? What else do you have to say about that?
You are near. I'm still here.
I don't understand.
Don't you understand?
You're a creepy fuck. That's all I know. Did you see that picture Rob the Wine Guy drew of you? It was beautiful. It looked just like you.
You're squeaking your chair again.
That was Bo.
Of course you're going to blame it on Bo.
He went, arr. No, on tonight's show, folks, we have a wine that Scott and I a long time ago did.
Long time ago.
But we forgot about it.
Well, we think it didn't appear on the show.
It did not air. But this will air, damn it. This will air.
Of course it will.
It will.
You always say that.
Because this is a good version of that. This was a, we had an older vintage and it wasn't very good. But this is supposedly good.
So
this,
am I. I'm supposedly good.
You're supposedly, but not really.
I'm still here.
We found out. I found out the hard way. You're not good. So... this is the Ego Bodega.
Is that like figured you out?
Not really. Gordo Verde, a Monastrell from Humilla. Now, this is the important thing about a Humilla Monastrell. Scott and I used to drink the hell out of Humilla Monastrells. That's all we would drink. We loved that stuff.
What was the Monastrell we had at that... When it was the Bistro Wine Place and Canal.
Oh, Romanico.
Yes, Romanico.
But Romanico's Tempranillo.
Never mind then. It's not what I was
thinking. I know what you were thinking, but yeah. No, we had like the Terama, all those Teramas.
Oh, God.
We had Casa Castillo. I mean, there's so many things we've liked with that are Humilla. Now, I'm thinking Can Blau. That also is a Monastrell, and that is also from Humilla. There's so many different wines that we've drank from Humilla that is Monastrell. Monastrell is a full-bodied grape, normally quite tannic.
Sometimes it makes you stutter when you say blau, blau.
Blau, blau, or blau, blau, blau.
No, Can Blau, there's Can Blau and there's blau, blau.
Can blau, blau, blau.
Don't, listen, if you haven't had the opportunity to have Can Blau or blau, blau.
Yeah, you should try it.
That is an epic wine label.
It is. But any Humilla, well, Humilla is a region in Spain, by the way, in case you weren't wondering. Humilla. Humilla. Monastrell, full-bodied red grape from, well, Spain, but more importantly from Humilla. It's also known as Mourvèdre. You might hear that in the United States. And also sometimes...
in France.
Yeah, in France. It's a French grape as well. So... has a lot of different names, but it always, always has one name for us, and that's delicious. So, folks,
yes.
We're going to take a break, but then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So,
Humia, Humia, I just met a wine named Humia.
That's lovely. From West Side Story, folks. The most culturally insensitive show that ever was directed. The Goru Verde Monastrell. It does have a review, Scott.
Oh.
That's right. It does.
And Wilfred.
Yes.
Hello.
Triple B's not on, so I can.
Your restraining order is still in effect, so just behave.
That's why I've got it against you. But the Wine Spectator, I never worked for them. James Suckling, you know, he did for a while.
He did.
Then he was accused of many, many sordid things, and I don't want to repeat them.
That was you who was accused of sordid things in court, hence the restraining order.
Oh, I see where you're confused. Yes, I did have that thing happen, but he did too. It was just all hush hush. It's politics, he said, but I know different. I know what he did. You know, James, what you did. Yes. Thailand will never be the same. Anyway, Wine Spectator gave it 90 of its points, and they said black cherry, plum, and cocoa flavors mingle in the round, juicy texture of this red. Smoky and earthy notes add a savory character. Live acidity and firm tannins give this focus. Drink now through 2026.
And by the way, folks, this is $9.99.
Hello.
Very cheap.
Budget and entry price wines we specialize in.
And supposedly slightly ageable. So.
Yeah, well, Wine Folly, because the primary flavors we should expect from a Monastrell are blackberry, black pepper, cocoa, tobacco, roasted meat.
That's right. In the glass, it's dark as night. Very, very dark.
Suggests cellaring potential of 10 plus years.
Well, I mean, not,
and this is the
not new, the Goro feared.
Well, no. Easy. This is New World Syrah glass?
Old World Syrah glasses. Well, in the glass, it is dark. Very, very dark.
Dark? Mm-hmm. It's like freaking road blacktop.
The nose does have a little blackberry, slight bit of bubble gum.
It's something else. There's
menthol.
Yeah, well, there's a little mentholated alcohol, but rubber?
I'll give you a little vulcanized rubber.
Something like that.
Like the powdery aspects of a rubber.
Yes. Of a rubber?
Of a rubber.
A condom, Scott. It's what you use and you don't want to get a venereal disease. You put it on your penis. That's where you put it.
That's where you put it?
I know. I put it on my fingers, but that's different.
Yeah, well.
They call me condom fingers. That's right. It was my Halloween costume. What? The kids thought it was great. Condom fingers.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I had a different flavored condom on each finger.
Oh, my God.
Except for my fourth finger. You know what I had there?
What did you have there, Wolf?
A ribbed condom because it's ringed.
For his pleasure.
No. Because I like it. That's why. Then you know what I put on my head?
I don't.
A hat. What do you think?
Jesus.
Just, why?
I'm going in.
Condom fingers. It's a new costume. You can pick it up anywhere you'd like. At any gas station. You just go in and say you'd like to dress up as condom fingers. You might get arrested. I did.
Now, from the producers of Pirates of the Penzance, Johnny Depp, starring, reprising his role as Wilfred Wong in Condom Fingers.
Rub the head pleasure.
Oh. Condom fingers.
That's right.
I went in. I don't remember what it was like.
For Mardi Gras, I went as condom foot. It's a big condom, by the way. I got magnums for that. It was extra lubricated, so I fell down all the time. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. All right.
That's right.
Oh, Monastrell. Humia, Humia, I just met a wine named Humia.
Oh. Blackberry, black pepper. Nice tannic streak. A little bit green, but not bad.
And not green in the sense of green as grassy, but green as in a little raw. A little raw. A little young tasting.
Yeah.
It's a young tasting wine.
Mm-hmm.
And not really in a bad way.
No.
There's a certain brashness about this wine.
Yeah.
But the black pepper, the streak of black pepper is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that streak of black pepper is just...
For a $10 wine?
Oh, that's fucking delicious, man. I'm gonna get fucked up now, man. Turnt.
How many bottles of this could we
drink?
Oh,
man.
This is 50. So right in our wheelhouse.
Man.
And in a different way than we like.
You know what? I would drink so many bottles of this, Bordeaux. I would dress up as condom fingers. That's definite.
Well, that doesn't... Do you have to drink to do that?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, you do. Many drinks.
Okay.
I got a studded condom, Scott. You know that?
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. I use that on my thumb. Don't ask why. I don't want to talk about it. Don't ask me why. Actually, ask me why. I'll show you later. So.
There's two things that make this wine. It's got such a classic front mid palate finish structure, and right in the middle of all these things going on is this acidity,
mm-hmm.
this just bracing acidity that is just wonderful. The fruit is fantastic. That black pepper, you know, the cocoa that's in there, okay, yeah, sure. But the star of the show for me is that bracing acidity, but it's really not this high level acidity. It's just constant.
Yeah.
I love this wine. What, sir, other than studded condoms on your thumb,
what
would you pair this with?
Skirt steak with a wonderful chimichurri sauce.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one. That's one thing I would do.
Classic paella.
Could be, depending on what's in it.
You know, your basic paella, maybe a little on the spicier side. Just shrimp, fish, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it basic.
I just had to order two more bottles of this.
Did you really?
I just did.
He just went on wine.com and ordered two
just
more bottles.
Just like
of this.
That, motherfucker. It's $9.99, for Christ's sake. I mean, this should be everywhere. Now, it used to be like at home buys, and we were like, oh, I don't want to buy that because that's got a bumblebee on the label. It probably tastes like shit. It doesn't.
You just smacked your face on the mic.
I did. I know. You know what else I did, Scott?
What'd you do, Wilfred?
Well, see, when you do condom fingers,
yes,
you have to like make sure you have the whole costume complete. And what I did was I got diaphragms and I put them on my nipples. And so
jeez.
What?
Johnny Depp. And
I was
Wilfred. I think your characterization of my character is inappropriate.
I'm prophylactic man. That's what I am.
Yeah, I'm condom man, not you. So just let me be. Johnny Depp as condom fingers.
Is that the way he sounds?
Have you heard the guy?
That's true. I think about it. That does sound.
Yeah.
So the reports that he's
Johnny Depp has condom fingers.
He spends more than $1 million a month on wine.
And he doesn't taste it, that's for sure.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I just spent $19.99, so, you know, high roller.
But the probably wine, a better investment
folks,
for your money.
You know the wine is good when I order it while I'm on the show drinking it. Partly because I'm
the last time you did that?
I did that with some Apatagua.
Edge? Did you do with Edge?
I didn't buy any more Edge.
Foolish, man. Foolish. Good
you
for me.
You didn't even like it.
I didn't like it. I've ordered it 3 times since then.
Well, you didn't like it on the show. I'll play it back for you.
False.
Triple B didn't like it.
False.
That's true. We just don't. I haven't drank many Monastrells recently. I just stopped. I don't know why. Maybe we got burnt out. I think we drank too much of it. It's like, how many shows can we do of Monastrell? Because we had like 50 of them.
I'm trying to remember the Monastrell we could get from Grain and Grape, and it's not there anymore. Did Borsal have a Monastrell?
They probably do under some label. But Volver has Terima.
Yeah, and I'll get that episodically.
That's what you would bought because
I've gotten
Terima
that
Hill.
Episodically. But but there was something I got locally that I haven't had in a while. No, the Terima Hill, a little more in price point, but $14, $13. Who gives a shit?
But the standard Terima is about $10.99.
Yeah,
but it's really good.
The Terima Hill had a little more bulk to it.
The Terima Hill was a bigger. It was a well. It got some high scores from the Spectator. It was like a 93-94 kind of thing. You know,
I'm sure that was vintage specific. I don't think you're going to get that every year.
It was vintage specific. But yes. Now remember, Volver is Tempranillo based, but then their Terima is their Monastrell.
Yes, it's the Monastrell,
and you'll find that around Spain. You'll find some wines that have a Tempranillo level, and then you'll have a Monastrell level. But Casa Castillo is another great Monastrell producer. Las Gravas is fucking fantastic. Mm. It's around low 30s. Seek that out, especially. Wonderful wine. Because we've always been, you know, we always kind of look at it and goes, is it Monastrell or is it Tempranillo? Is it Monastrell or Tempranillo? Damn it, it's Grenache. You know, that's kind of how it works. Like, fuck. Probably because we've had some good Spanish Grenaches, but the French normally are a little bit better with the Grenache. You know, just saying. Brica was good. Remember Brica?
Wilfred? Brica.
Why?
Question for you.
Huh?
Acronym.
Yes?
There's a famous wine acronym that has an M in it.
There's a famous wine acronym that has an M in it. Yes.
From France.
Magnum.
What does the M stand for in the famous...
Wine acronym?
Wine acronym.
Magnum?
It's for Monastrell, but what's the wine acronym that has the M for Monastrell?
What?
GSM.
Oh, I didn't know where you were. Well, that's not a French thing.
GSM's...
No, that's not French. That is an Aussie Cali version of that stuff. There is no...
Rhone.
Yes, but they don't call it GSM.
Rhone GSM blend.
But it's not GSM. GSM is an acronym that was used by the Australians mostly. Rosemount did it and a couple other places. Actually had a Rosemount GSM. Rosemount used to be a top-level producer, just like Penfolds. They have fallen way down, but they used to be right there with Penfolds, having great wines. And one of their better wines was the Rosemount GSM. Estancia makes a GSM. Don't drink it. Hahn makes a GSM.
Time to try GSM, the Côte de Rhône blend.
But that's Côte de Rhône. They don't call it GSM. Yes, I know it does have Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre, but we don't call it a GSM. We call it Côte de Rhône. That's the point.
Okay.
The term GSM is specific to Australia, California. Other places that don't have the proper vernacular is Côte de Rhône. I know it's Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre, but I don't call it a GSM.
Okay.
Also, Côte de Rhône doesn't always necessarily just have Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre. Those are the three main.
Those are the three main.
But they can have other things.
They can.
So that's another reason why you don't call it GSM.
GSM.
Yeah.
I just did.
But that's...
It was the trivia question.
Not necessarily. You missed it. No, that's not really very good.
Why do you have to mansplain to me why you were wrong?
Because of a man you're not? That's probably why.
Oh, Lord.
I'm wearing a UFC hat.
Okay, Will Smith.
Did you get that by fighting at the UFC?
No.
Oh, you didn't? No. You were a spectator? Didn't. How far up?
I was one of the people who were standing upright at the end of the night.
It looks like you were hanging off the ceiling how far you were up there.
There was actually much further away seats than ours.
Well, it's hard to believe, but you know.
We were E levels.
It's like watching two little pixels fight.
No, it was fine. It was fine.
Okay, yeah. Did you have any tattoos? Did you have a barbed wire tattoo?
Do I have any tattoos?
Well, you don't have any tattoos.
No, I don't. Do tattoos.
Do you have tattoos in secret places? I have one.
Bust a plane. That's the tattoo I know.
Oh. I have entrance only on my backside, if you get my drift. You don't, do you?
I get your drift.
You like the condom fingers, though, thing. That's good. I should be on the Oscars. No one would slap me.
I'm pretty sure you'd get slapped.
No, I don't know anybody there, so I wouldn't.
Actually, Wilfred, if you were at the Oscars, more likely you'd be knocked down than kneed to the groin repeatedly.
Why?
Because you're Wilfred.
That sounds like an after party kind of thing, actually.
Before party, after party, during party.
I paid someone $35 one time to do that to me, so you know, I'm not complaining. That's cheap if they do it for free. You know how much $35 is? That's a lot of money.
It's $35.
In reality, though, I was in Tijuana, so I only paid $18. But that's pesos. I don't know the conversion rate. Is that a good deal? I don't know, Scott. When you go down to Tijuana and you have somebody step on your testicles, how much does he charge?
She doesn't charge that much.
Oh, it's a woman. I suppose a woman.
It's female.
Oh, okay. I suppose that might be... That's probably more expensive. I went with a cheaper option. His name was Bert. He wasn't Mexican, I'm pretty sure. But he said he was from Wyoming. So I was like, okay, why are you in Tijuana stepping on my testicles? And he said, why do you have condoms on your fingers? I was like, well, it's Halloween. He goes, oh! And it all made sense then.
So, folks, it just makes sense to me now.
We're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks, on the Wine Vault. Scott has found my website, and this is James Suckling, of course. Scott, you didn't go in the one page that was my OnlyFans site, did you?
No, you did that. Those pictures of Wilfred, I won't share those with the audience.
I don't want that because he did have a cameo with his Halloween costume, and I don't, you know, condom fingers is not appropriate on my website because I am the second greatest wine sommelier in the entire world. That Andres character that has tastings, you know, on the YouTube.
Yes.
Him. He's the number one sommelier. I don't remember his last name because obviously he's not that great, but...
He's number one.
Yeah, that's what he says, yes.
You were number one until Wilfred got a hold of you with his thumb.
Actually, it was a studded condom, by the way. It hurt.
That's on his thumb.
Yes.
Suckling Wine Ratings.
I'm the number 37th sommelier in the entire world.
Yeah, and there's only 36 sommeliers in the entire
world. Well, they stopped ranking after 25. I had to make it up after that. But
$15 wines, it tastes like $50. Monastrell.
It's high comedy here on the Wine Vault. What's number one, Scott?
10 great value Monastrell wines. Do, 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 do. Bodegas Volver. Vinos Alicante Terma.
Okay, I was gonna
bing,
say.
Bing, 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 bing.
You left off that because of when you said Bodegas Volver, I went, that's Tempranillo, but then you have to throw in the rest of it. Yes,
right. Bodegas Alceno Monastrell Humilla 12.
$10.
Suckling gave it a 92. Bodega Bella Vista Monastrell Humilla Chopo.
I love the Mio Chopo. Yes, it's lovely.
TotalWine.com, $9.99.
Yes.
I know you love the Total Wine.
I gave that, 92 of my points?
91 of
your 91 of my points, yes.
Juan Gil, Bodegas, yes. Monastrell, Omilla, Honora Vera.
Honora Vera, yes.
$7.99 of your dollars.
That was actually reviewed on the Wine Vault. You don't remember it.
Juan Gil? I don't know about the Honora Vera.
It was, yes. It wasn't very good. You didn't give it 91 of your points.
Casa Castillo. Monstro Humilla. Yeah.
You did that on the show as well.
$10.
Yes. Yeah, it's right up there. It looks like the Rob the Wine Guy gave it 90 of his points. You gave it 89 of your points.
Well, James gave it 91 of his points.
I give everything 91 of my points.
91. We paid $12. I think that was a...
Good wine.
Twisted?
No, I bought that on wine.com.
Wine.com?
Yep.
Enrique Mendoza, Monstrell Alicante... La Tremenda. It's Tremenda. $12.97 of your dollars. Sierra Norte. Mia Equilibrio. $9. Also a 91. U.S. price $13. Parisma. La Parisma Yecla. I think I've seen Yecla.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
91 of your points. International price $8. Jizz value there. Fina Bacara.
Did you just say jizz?
Said $8.
I think you said that. I think I heard it. I heard it, Scott. I heard that.
No,
you're thinking about condom fingers again, weren't you?
Fina Bacara, Monstro Humilla, $30.15. I don't know the significance of those.
$30.15.
And James Suckling gave it 9 of his points.
He's just throwing out numbers randomly. He's confused. He's
James
just,
threw out a 9.
We know what he just said, and his mind is just racing.
Okay.
He's a derelict, a racing pervert. He's sweating.
Thinking of the Speed Racer theme song.
Go, Speed Racer, go.
Go, Speed Racer, go.
I was called Speed Racer once, Scott. Do you want to know why?
Because you're a little quick to the finish.
Well, you were there. I guess you did know that. You gave me the name.
Bodegas Juan Gil Humilla Silver Label. 2017.
Is that Spanish?
Silver Label.
Silver Label.
JS90. Available at Vivino $13.95. Only available by 12 bottles. I don't know what that means.
That's in cases, yeah.
But, you know, we've had quite a few of those.
Yes, we have.
4 or 5 of them. And most of them are pretty damn good.
Yeah. This wine, though, lovely drink.
This wine is, I think, beyond pretty damn good.
Really damn good.
It's just short of fantastic. I don't know.
Slightly simplistic, but it's okay. I mean, the flavor's there. Let's break this down. We haven't break it down. Break it down. Folks, the problem is in the second episode, we're, you know, 3 sheets of the wind. The only way I can focus. The only way I can focus my mind is to channel
where
Wilfred.
Where are you going? And where have you been?
Scott sings random wines. And I'm unusually cold. I don't know why. I'm shivering.
Well, it's cold outside. It's cold in the basement.
I know. Should turn on the heater.
You didn't have any dinner tonight. Beautiful berry fruit, blackberry. I think there's a smidge of raspberry. I think there's also some more savory fruit. I think we've got some expressions of black currant.
It's
black pepper has subsided a little bit.
It's still there, though.
It's still there, but
lip smacking black berry is so good. And then, but the black pepper is still there in the mid palate, which is such a lovely thing. A little wink of tobacco, just a small wink.
Okay.
And a little bit of a tannic structure on the finish. Not overdone, but for $9.99, This wine is thoroughly, completely delicious. You know what this would be great with? A delicious big burger. Now, you always say it'd be good with a burger. This wine is a great burger wine, but not just some shitty burger.
No.
You have to have a good burger.
Thick. I did a nice lamb Lucy the other night with feta in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And did your pan technique on a lamb burger. I slightly overcooked it, so it was just medium.
Mm-hmm.
It was still delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I got a nice sear on it, and it was an inch thick.
Becky was complaining that I did too much red meat because I did fillets. And I'm going to the East Main Kroger in Lancaster. They just mark everything down to $2.99. So I got a half a dozen fillets. They're little 7-ounce.
Were you
in
there with your pen knife again the day before?
It doesn't matter how it happened. I just did it. Half a dozen 7-ounce fillets. It's the organic ones.
Okay.
The green for $7.99. Or no, for $2.99 a pop. So I got a bunch of those. And then I went in and they had a bunch of all their ribeyes and their strips for $2.99. So I bought all those.
A pound?
Just a steak.
Oh, okay.
And those are 10 ounce. So I buy them, I throw them in the freezer because they're already shrink wrapped and everything. They do well. I'll buy those little Wagyu sirloins when I see them on cheap too. Now they might be going off, you know, in like 2 days, but I'll throw them in the freezer and it's fine.
Have you ever taken filet and done chili without the meat, and then as you're finishing the chili, throw in the filet raw?
I've not.
It's really works.
I just like
Elevator used to do a chili with filet as the meat.
I prefer just to cook filet like a human, and then I like to put it under the broiler with some blue cheese.
Okay, I'm just saying, you know, there's...
Or do a brandy reduction.
Okay. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. There's other ways to consume it.
I know.
Robbie. The other thing you left out in breaking this wine down, and as I said previously, correctly, the most important component is that subtle acidity that runs through the wine. Even as it's sat and opened up, that acidity is fantastic. What's the alcohol content on this? About 14?
Hopefully it's low.
I don't think so. I think
is that 3% alcohol? 3% alcohol? No, it's 14.5.
There you go.
That means that when you get up into that range,
Monastrell can be 15 easy.
On Friday? No. On Saturday night, we did a juvenile.
Right on.
I bought those. And Costco's a great place for everything. I bought for the wine vault, we have a couple, one, and we'll do one, a Kirkland Reserva Rioja. But we have to get a Reserva normal to max set it up. I haven't bought that yet. So
I don't know. Do we have to? That last Kirkland we did could be a stand on its own episode.
We might. I don't know. Maybe we'll do two Kirklands. Who knows?
Yeah.
You go back to Kirkland. But so we did I did a juvenile, but I bought their sirloins, their prime sirloins. And a good sirloin occasionally is nice. I grilled them, nice char, lovely. And they were delicious. And we did it with just a, did we do it with anything? No, we didn't. We just ate the steaks and then we did one of those. We did a charcuterie like that with the mortadelle and the salami and prosciutto. And so the thing about juvie, it's like 15.5, I think, depending on the vintage. It's a delayed reaction. So you'll be fine, passed out. That's the problem with that.
Well, that's the problem with you. You're weak.
Walt. Walt Anderson Valley Blue Jay Pinot Noir. Nice wine. Nice wine. And I did that little from Morgon and Beaujolais, Burgundy. What is it? The Les Etoiles Fort? No, but Les Envior. Is that what it is? Les Envior? Mm. Oh, it's like $14.99 a bottle.
Spell it?
I don't know. Envior. I don't know. Something like that.
Envoir.
It's something like that. You're asking me to spell a...
Well, it's one thing for you to pronounce. It's letters.
It was 1499. It was from Morgon in Beaujolais. Becky likes Beaujolais, by the way. Gamay, folks. She has realized that she has seen the error of her ways, and she likes it a lot, which is great. Well, I love Beaujolais. If you like Pinot, I'm not talking about Beaujolais Nouveau. I'm talking about, you know, Givray, Morgon. I'm talking about the single appellation, big, elite Beaujolais. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Not even Beaujolais Village. I'm talking about that. The next echelon up. So we've talked about communes within Côte d'Aron, elite, compact, small areas. Same thing with Beaujolais. They do the same thing. And so they're a little more prominent. So you know Morgon, you know Genevre, you know some of these places. Mouton de Vent. Is it Mouton de Vent?
De Vent.
Yeah, de Vent. Wonderful things. But the Morgon was fantastic. I mean, I was just fucking great, man. And you're talking about a linear wine, which I love a linear wine, with berry fruit underripe, wonderful minerality, but this freshness that is vibrance.
And that's, you know, I think you give Beaujolais Nouveau a bad name. It's just about freshness and vibrance. That's all that it is. Sometimes it's...
I love
misplaced.
Scott, I love Beaujolais. I do. But I like, and some villages are nice, but I like those single appellation stuff. I mean, I think they're fantastic. Some of the best wine values out there. If you love Pinot Noir, I love Pinot Noir. And so does Becky, but and you do too. If you love Pinot Noir, you really should be drinking some of those Beaujolais because you're missing out on some
the Bourgognes.
Real damn good. No. Beaujolais, not Bourgogne. Bourgogne is Pinot Noir. It's a low-level Burgundy. I'm talking about Gamay and Beaujolais, which is still Burgundy, but it's Beaujolais. You're missing out on some fantastic, great wines that you're going to love. Try it. If you like Pinot Noir, try good Gamay. You're going to love it. I've made fun of... There was a, who the hell was she? I don't know. She was some writer that she said she loved Gamay, and I made fun of her. You know what? I was wrong.
Well, I remember when I brought over that sparkler Gamay.
Oh, that was lovely.
You made fun of Gamay then, but, you know, it was part of the thing, but part of your spiel. But I can't, when Gamay is mentioned, I can't not think of that little fucking sparkler.
That wine was fucking delicious. I would drink that as a food group. I would suggest that would be my vitamin C.
Every 6 months or so, I'll call Robin at Twisted Vine and say, have you been able to find that Gamay sparkler? Nobody's finding that.
I would actually start a new religion, and that would be the God.
It was
ridiculous.
But it wasn't, you know, it was just upwards of $30.
Nah, it's worth it.
20-something, but we decided that if we were going to be alcoholics and drink all day on vacation, we would drink 6 bottles of that before noon.
Well, we are alcoholics, but it was low alcohol, too. It was
like 9%?
Oh, shit. I mean, that's water.
It doesn't count.
No, shit. That does not count. It's not 18%. It's fine.
There aren't many wines that we said would go well with bacon and eggs, but that was one we said that about.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat the bacon and eggs. I would drink that wine.
Actually, what you would do that with is... proper French toast with a berry sauce.
You know what I would do? That wine was so good, I would give up Bloody Marys.
For breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That is far superior to Bloody Mary for breakfast.
You just drink the Bloody Mary for brunch for the vitamins. All that salt, though. Bloody Marys, man. There's a lot of fucking salt in Bloody Marys, man. When my ankles swelled and my legs swelled up.
Well, your ankles swell up from drinking in general.
That's true. Well,
do those high-rise vacations where there's all those stairs.
No, that was from our Penn State debacle.
Yeah, we were all a little swollen there. That was bad. Yeah.
Well, how are you swollen, Scott? I understand.
I was
you
swollen.
You take your clothes off
on
again.
The toilet.
You're like, I'm going to sit next to Steve here on the couch. He's asleep. I'm going to take all my clothes off.
Constipation.
I need to be comfortable. Hey, Steve.
I've got constipation.
Ignore the fact I'm nude.
That was a different vacation.
Yeah, I know. We're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. The Ego Bodegas Goru Verde 2018 Monastero from Humilla. Scott!
This is straight up a 90. I have to give this a 9-0 score. I love this wine. It might be a little overscored because of the price point. I don't give a fuck. It's super classic style for Monastero. The fruit, the star of the show for me is that just subtle acidity that runs throughout it. It's got a nice tannic backbone. Rob likes it for a little tobacco. I'll give it earthiness, but
preach.
It's a full, it's got everything you want in a Monastero. And maybe we're just suckers for the model, but.
No. We didn't like it the first time we had it.
What is the $10 wine we've had?
We liked Protocolo, but it's Tempranillo.
But that's 2 years ago.
But it's
friend.
Not. But that's not better than this. By the way,
this is along the lines of Protocolo in terms of the quality.
This is better than Protocolo.
I'm not sure, but I know I like this a fucking lot.
Well, it's not, well, that Protocolo, okay, it's not as good as that Protocolo.
Well, but it's also, it's like, you know.
Different wine, that's Tempranillo though.
Budget wines come along and it's like, what have you done for me lately?
That's a different, but that's Tempranillo. I'm also going to provide this wine 90 of my points. Scott, I agree with your 90. It's a great wine.
It has to start with a 90.
Everything about it says 90. This is a good wine. Yep. I mean, just a dynamic wine. I mean, I ordered two damn bottles while we're doing the show.
No.
I'm making condom jokes and ordering wine.
Five minutes into the show.
One drink. And I knew blackberry, black pepper. I'm done. I'm sad that we have a fairly large, well, Scott has less of a glass. Glass left. We have guzzled this like freaking fiends. And normally on the second episode, we're petering out. We're not drinking hard, but it's normally bad wine.
Yeah, you said petering out.
I feel bad that Becky didn't actually get into this.
She'd love this.
I didn't really know how to parlay this into a first episode. Honestly, I didn't. And
there's a fear factor in that the first bottle, which may have been old, looking back, it may have been old. I think we sat on it for a bit.
This is the thing. With the first episode, you kind of get into this thing where we'd normally do something, whether it be multiple bottle grandness or a grand bottle. And we have gotten away from... Oh,
it's just, this is what we do. It's a budget price.
It's a 10-buck wine. We don't normally do that on the first episode. Maybe we need to get back to doing that occasionally.
Well, you're just afraid of being criticized.
Nobody's going to criticize this thing.
Well, you don't know if you're doing
it. Becky might give it a 14, wine. But no, she'll like, Becky would like this one.
No, I think she would really like this.
That's why I ordered two more bottles. I know she'll like it and we can drink it.
And it just, she loves this profile.
This is the beauty thing of this. You can enjoy this wine and you can also enjoy, the same people that would enjoy this wine for what it is, enjoy something that costs $250.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because you can recognize the merit here. This is not a 97-point wine.
No.
But it's a 90-point wine.
And yet, I also think that the novice red wine drinker...
Should drink this.
Should, if you're not drinking Monastero, listen, folks, our listeners, if you're not drinking Monastrell, you should be.
If you're drinking Chianti right now,
which is,
grab a bottle of this.
Fine.
If you're drinking this, I love Chianti. You love Chianti. But if you're drinking,
good Chianti.
If fill in the blank. It's like a Mad Magazine thing. If you're drinking a Cabernet right now,
you should be drinking Monastrell.
There's no Cabernet at $9.99 that comes anywhere near the pleasure that this wine does.
We've gone around the state of California looking for a California designate Cab Sauvignon.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. This is. And how many of these have we had that are $9.99 Monastrells, that are $12 Monastrells?
Oof, like.
It's, I mean, we just went through that list of the James Sucklings, and they're all $92.91, which is really a score for James. But we, there are four or five of those we had that we really liked. Volver. But Cam Blau. Blau Blau. Any of the one heels.
Casa Castillo.
Any of the one heels.
Oh, yeah.
Any of those, really. And so in Spain, it's almost similar to port houses, the way they do the wines with like Torres, Juan Gil.
Yeah.
It's a house that makes wine, and it's
a bodega.
It's a bodega, yeah. And they make a lot of wine.
It's not.
They make a lot of wine.
They can.
So it's not this trendy, I'm a house wine, I'm going to spend, you know, charge you $150. No, they make really affordable and approachable, really good wines. If you're listening to our show and you're not drinking Monastrell, you're making a mistake.
This Monastrell used to be our staple and one of our go-tos.
I agree.
And we got away from that.
Why
and
did we get away from it?
I don't know. We're bougie. I don't know. We're like, ah, oh, Pinot Noir is so
Bordeaux.
Nice. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're so special.
Like,
I know. But we got away from one of the things that we dearly love, and that's Monastrell.
Oh, you got away from it. I do order.
Oh, what was the last one you drank? I honestly can say in my 300 and... Yeah,
Princess and I had one over Christmas.
My 350-ish bottles, I have a whole one Monastrell, and that's an old Hecula that I have there.
It's still of a Hecula, right on.
Well, I'm not going to drink it. It's just I have Hecula.
We should drink it.
Well, okay, maybe you and I will.
Tonight?
Just kidding. But Hecula was a Monastrell. It is a Monastrell. I mean, it's not was. There you go. Hecula is another one we loved. But that's the only bottle of Monastrell that
Hecula,
I have.
Hecula belies varietal. It was a
It's rattlesnake venom.
It was an Amazon woman, Steve Austin, the bionic man, Carl Lewis, world-class Olympic athlete, Jesse Owens, Michael Jordan, Hecula.
And it fell off the wall, too. You notice that?
I think it was taken off the wall.
I didn't take it off the wall.
Who did that?
I don't know. It fell.
Where is it?
I don't know. Dog ate it.
No. I'm not blaming Luke for that.
I'm going to clean all that off anyway. I'm going to put some more picturesque thing. I know. I've got Scott. I have all sorts of construction projects planned.
You can't remove the wine labels.
I might.
What are you going to do with them? I have to have them. You can't. You can't discard those.
I didn't say I was going to discard them. I might put them in a book.
No.
I might.
No.
And just keep them for me to see. No, we actually use this as reference, so I can't take those down.
No, there's so many that's so old because you haven't been putting anything up for a long time.
Because they're all here. I just kept the bottles.
Yeah, but the labels are better than the bottles.
I know they are. So, folks, 290s. And by the way, and we haven't been doing this religiously, this goes in the Hall of Fame.
And an upper echelon, it goes beyond its score in the Hall of Fame.
It's a tip of the cap. I love this wine, and I think it's fantastic. It's just every note that it hits is a note that I like.
There's wines that enter into a certain class. And that class is, what if you could only drink one wine for the rest of your life?
Yeah, this is a
And if this was the one, you could do a lot fucking worse.
And it's a versatile wine.
Yeah.
And it's fucking good.
And this is potentially that wine. I'm not saying I would pick it, but if this was one of the offerings, you'd go, yeah, maybe. It's like you said, the versatility, but the drinkability, the bulk of it, folks, I can't emphasize enough. If you are a red wine drinker and you haven't gone down the path of Monastrell's, for years we railed on that the value in wines was in Spanish wines. And I think we always talk Tempranillo, but we've forgotten Monastrell somewhere along. How did that happen? How did we do that? We got tied up in all this other stuff.
I don't know. I don't know. We have abandoned, we neglected our real true love.
This is,
and Becky loves Tempranillo more than she loves Monastrell. So we also have been
corrupted
by Becky's insistence.
How dare you put this off on Becky's love for Tempranillo.
I have no idea. She likes Monastrell too, so.
But it's like,
she would love this wine.
Blau Blau, Can Blau.
Oh, I know. She loves Tamarillo. Those. Yeah, she never had Tamarillo. She loves Can Blau and Blau Blau. And by the way, Can Blau, their lower end is Blau Blau. If you think that's stupid, join the club. Write them a letter and say, that's fucking stupid.
Or just buy a bottle of it and go, okay, I get it.
Yeah. I know.
The truth is, the difference between Can Blau and Blau Blau is a couple bucks, but also I like the Blau Blau label better. I'm just sorry. Like it.
I know you're just
It's sorry. The blue one, right?
I don't know. They changed it, actually. So, folks, Hall of Fame wine for the... I don't want to deny them.
Garu.
The Ego Bodegas Goru Verde.
Goru Verde.
Fantastic wine. Tip of the cap.
Tip of the cap.
Hall of Fame. 290s. So, with that, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we're going to bid you adieu, but see you next time.
You don't know how I miss you when you're gone.
Here on the Wine Vault. Good night.